This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. When Russia's President Vladimir Putin sent troops into Ukraine in late February, the Russian president vowed his forces would not occupy the neighboring country. But as the invasion reached its 100th day on Friday, Russia seemed increasingly unlikely to relinquish the territory it has taken in the war. The ruble is now an official currency in the southeastern Kherson region. Residents there and in Russian-controlled parts of neighboring regions are getting offered Russian passports. The Kremlin installed administrations in both regions and have talked about plans to become part of Russia. In a video marking the first 100 days of fighting, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky indicated that his country would not submit easily to Russian control. U.S. President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea is now monitoring North Korea's arrangement for a possible nuclear test explosion that outside officials say could be imminent. The envoy said Friday that the United States is preparing for all contingencies in close coordination with its South Korean and Japanese allies. American diplomat Sung Kim was in Seoul for a trilateral meeting with his South Korean and Japanese counterparts to discuss the growing threat posed by North Korea's nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles program. North Korea has ramped up missile tests in 2022, exploiting a favorable environment to push forward weapons development, as the United Nations Security Council remains divided over Russia's war on Ukraine. China's most advanced aircraft carrier to date appears to be nearing completion. That's according to satellite photos analyzed by the Associated Press. The newly developed Type 003 carrier has been under construction in northeast of Shanghai since 2018. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A federal science agency says that levels of global warming gas have shot past a key milestone. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Friday's announcement by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere in May averaged 421 parts per million. That's more than 50% higher than pre-industrial levels. NOAA says carbon dioxide levels in the air in May have reached a point last known when the Earth was 7 degrees hotter, and that was millions of years ago. Carbon dioxide levels peak in May and drop as plants suck up more of the heat-trapping gas later in the year. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A former high-ranking U.S. ambassador admitted Friday to illegal foreign lobbying on behalf of Qatar after demanding that prosecutors tell him why a retired four-star general who worked with him on an effort has not been charged. Richard Olson, former ambassador to the United Arab Emirates and Pakistan, pleaded guilty in Washington on federal charges that include improperly helping the Persian Gulf country influence U.S. policy. But Olson has argued that he's entitled to learn why prosecutors are not bringing charges for similar conduct by the former Marine General John Allen, who led U.S. forces in Afghanistan before being tapped to lead the Brookings Institution. Allen has denied any wrongdoing. Taser developer Axon said this week it's working to build drones armed with electric stunning weapons that could fly into schools and help prevent the next Sandy Hook, Columbine, or other mass shooting. But its own group of technology advisors quickly panned the idea as a dangerous fantasy. The publicly traded company, which sells tasers and police body cameras, floated the idea of a new police drone product last year to its Artificial Intelligence Ethics Board, a group well-respected experts in technology, policing, and privacy. However, some of them expressed reservations. They did not expect Axon's Thursday announcement that it wants to send those taser-equipped drones into actual classrooms. Mexico's president has claimed the leftist candidate in Colombia's presidential race faces a dirty war by conservatives, leading the Colombian government to tell President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to stay out of his domestic politics. López Obrador makes a big point of saying that he does not interfere in other countries' internal affairs and has used that as an excuse to avoid criticizing non-democratic regimes like the Nicaraguan president in Cuba. But on Friday, López Obrador blasted the opposition to front-running presidential candidate, the leftist Gustavo Petro. López Obrador said that Petro faces a scare campaign. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.